I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information on anything you hear here. Richard Moody reports in Columbia Green Media that Twin County Recovery Services, which serves residents in Green and Columbia counties, will receive $1.1 million in federal funding through the State Office of Alcohol and Substance Abuse Services. Green County Administrator Sean Groden said he was happy about the announcement. Quote, Twin County has a long record in the area and is a great agency, unquote, Groden said. We cannot deny there is an epidemic, though I am often challenged to explain why there is an epidemic. But Twin County will be able to do a great job because they do not have to start from scratch. They are already established here, unquote. Twin County Recovery Services Executive Director Beth Schuster said the grant is to extend new programs in rural and mountain communities locally. They have hired Green County legislator Lori Torgerson of Windham as the program manager. Schuster said the group will soon set up public forums to get feedback about local needs. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Jimmy Vilken reports for Politico New York that while New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has not visited the environmental disaster in Hoosick Falls yet, he was able to get to hurricane-ravaged U.S. Virgin Islands on September 15th. Cuomo did several interviews with national television news programs on the trip, dodging questions about his political ambitions each time. The New York governor also sent 100 members of the New York Army National Guard's 105th Military Police Company and 30 New York State police officers to the U.S. Virgin Islands this weekend to help local authorities with security on the island of St. Thomas. Cuomo's spokesperson Rich Azzopardi said costs of the trip were covered by John Katzmimatis, an oil and supermarket mogul who is also a Cuomo political donor. Read the full story in Politico New York. Jason Meisner and John Byrne report for the Chicago Tribune that a federal judge September 15th blocked the Trump administration's rules requiring so-called sanctuary cities to cooperate with immigration agents to receive certain federal funds. U.S. District Judge Harry Lineweber ruled that Chicago has shown a, quote, likelihood of success, unquote, in its arguments that U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions exceeded his authority in imposing new standards for the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistant grants. Locally, Hudson, New Paltz, Newburgh, Bethlehem, and Kingston are some of the towns that have adopted resolutions saying they will not support efforts to deport local workers. Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, voted June 29th to punish so-called, quote, sanctuary cities, unquote, with H.R. 3003. The bill passed 228-195 and would require cities to work closer with federal immigration enforcement officials and allows federal law enforcement funds to be withheld from cities that do not comply. Read the full story in the Chicago Tribune. Morgan Chalfant reports in The Hill that Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Republican from South Carolina Lindsey Graham announced legislation on September 15th to create a 911-style commission to look into the cyber attacks during the 2016 presidential election campaign. They would call it the National Commission on Cybersecurity of U.S. Election Systems, and it would cover ground similar to what several congressional committees and special counsel Robert Mueller are currently investigating. Quote, we need a public accounting of how the Russians were able to do it so effectively and how we can protect our country when Russia or any other nation tries to attack us again, unquote, New York's Gillibrand said. Quote, the clock is ticking before our next election and these questions are urgent, unquote. Read the full story in The Hill. I'm Tom Rowe. This is WGXC News Update.